forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon. A wind chill watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Slight chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 22. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A miscommunication between Reno County and the state of Kansas left residents on a four-mile stretch on the highway stranded for days, some of them without heat or water. Terry Jackson spoke about snowplows because his street where he lives was left unplowed. He spoke with Cake News.
The worst part of it is, what if something had happened? She said several falls in the home, and... you know,
broke my back with one of them.
You lose electricity, your life stops. You know, I mean, you can't do anything.
With more freezing cold temperatures on its way this weekend, James Williams of Black Hills Energy spoke with Cake News about the importance.
And we all know what safe and reliable energy means to our community, and we take that responsibility very seriously.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas Mission of Mercy Free Dental Clinic will be held in Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center beginning tomorrow and on the 13th. Dr. John Tilton with the group explained the process to Cake News.
We pick a venue, we move around the state, we set it up, well, obviously once a year. And then we just ask for volunteer dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, local community volunteers to actually put this on. And the word gets out to patients, we hope, obviously. We try to work real hard to get the word out. And they are served on a first-come, first-served basis.
And other new state lawmakers and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court discuss how Kansas can be more cybersecure after affiliates of a Russian-based ransomware group infiltrated the computer system of the Kansas judicial system back in October. The Chief Justice, Marla Luckert, says that they attacked one of the foundational institutions of our democratic society. Representative Barb Weisinger chairs the House Modernization Committee, which heard from federal and state IT security experts, said that using national standards, the legislature's IT system ranks just at 1.4 to 1.8 on a 5-point scale. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With the winter storms coming through and sweeping over the Midwest, the Nebraska Department of Transportation's traffic managers are paying particularly close attention to the 350 cameras that they have on highways across the state. One of them, Jennifer Hendricks, spoke with WOWT.
Our maintenance supervisors are watching those cameras too, so they can see, okay, now it's in Lexington, so now Kearney needs to get ready for what may come.
She also mentioned that the message boards on highways may be off for safety concerns. In other news, the Nebraska Legislature's Rules Committee had a public hearing that touched on several topics, including whether or not the officially nonpartisan legislature should continue the tradition of voting for its leaders by secret ballot. Slippery roads across the state likely limited the number of in-person testifiers to about a dozen, but the committee received another 220 public comments online throughout the day. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners discussed with the County Sheriff, Justin Cordray, options for incentivizing college degrees or related training as a means to attract and retain employees. Specifics were not identified, and it was mentioned that offering paid training should include longer-term employment with the county, as opposed to those who might take advantage of the incentive and then move on. No decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting held a public hearing on the 2023 budget amendments and approved those unanimously after no one came forward with comments. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet next week on Tuesday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Do not plan to meet with department heads. They'll hold a work session to discuss changes to the Nemahal County reorganization document for 2024. Next regular meeting in Nemahal County, January 22nd. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved a contract with CES Group for a study of a section of storm sewer from Broadway and U.S. 36 North up 15th Street and approved purchase of chip seal cover for city street projects this year. Marysville Police received approval for a new vehicle and outfit as well as rifle magnifiers, and they're planning a national night out event August 2nd. Mayoral appointments were approved, including the Kester Block Advisory Board through 2026 for Rob Peschel, Rory Clark, Nick Wolf, and Sharon Phillips. Airport Advisory Commission through 2025, reappointment of Randy Brown and Gary Howland, and appointment of Nick Stoll. Tree Board, Dylan Palmer, Cemetery Board, Lynn Stowes, and Planning Commission through 2026, Ryan Smith, and Frank Stagenborg, extraterritorial member. Harvester's Food Distribution in Axtell Friday, January 12th at noon. Follow the signs to the parking lot at 6th and Elm for sign up. Cold temperatures forecast Saturday, forcing postponement of the Blue Rapids Chicken Dinner fundraiser Saturday evening. Wesley L. Wes Johnson, age 85, formerly of Home and Marysville, passed away Tuesday at Topeka. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wes Johnson. Trudy L. Reif, age 71, of Washington, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Saturday, January 13th, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Interment in the church cemetery. Christy Andrews, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Trudy Reif. Tracy Swanson Huttner, age 61, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, at 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tracy Swanson Huttner. Jared J. L. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jay Horman. Heather J. Wilson, age 46, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Heather Wilson.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Marysville Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day is Thursday, January 11th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering, homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carryout available. Phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Annual Soup Day in Marysville, Thursday, 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall. Public is welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory will go into effect late this afternoon until early Friday afternoon, and a wind chill watch will be in effect from late Friday evening until early Tuesday afternoon. A slight chance for some snow showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and upper 20s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Snow and blowing snow likely overnight with our lows just around zero. North winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some snow and blowing snow into Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows just below zero. Sunny but very chilly into Saturday with our highs just around zero. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the negative teens. Some flurries possible on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs just above and below zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39, record high on this date 67, the average low 19 and the record low 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening 5:23. On the heels of a storm Monday into Tuesday, here comes another round with snow likely across north central, northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska tonight and Friday morning. Parts of the area may see a wintry mix tonight, 20 to 40% chance for a light snowfall tapering off Sunday. Dangerous wind chills possible Friday night through Tuesday morning. As of this morning, freezing rain's been added to the forecast. Winter weather advisory has been expanded. Better chance for snow accumulations look to be through north central Kansas and along the state line, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Probability of a light glaze of ice, very small. The snow would be lighter, but accumulating, perhaps in the 2 to 4 inch range along the state line. North-northwest winds in the 20 to 30 mile an hour range will create blowing and drifting conditions again. And we're looking for bitterly cold temperatures into the weekend and early next week. Very cold air moves in Friday, lasting through Tuesday at least. Temperatures in the single digits Saturday through Monday night with wind chills minus 10 to minus 30 Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Be advised of winter weather conditions developing across our listening area. Again, on into the weekend, into early next week.
Baking powder and baking soda have distinctly different chemistries, but there are times you can use them interchangeably. Some kitchen advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Statesman Alexander Hamilton was born on this day, and in 1913, Hudson Motor Company unveiled the first sedan-type car. Nothing warms up a winter day like a batch of muffins or bread fresh from the oven. If you're not sure if your baking powder is up to snuff, here's how to test it. Drop a tablespoon in a glass of hot water. If it doesn't produce a good amount of bubbles, it's probably too old to work well. Test baking soda by mixing with vinegar. Fizzy bubbles means it hasn't lost its punch. And here's a rule of thumb for substituting baking soda for baking powder. Reduce the amount by 3/4 and combine with something acidic. Lemon juice, yogurt, or buttermilk will do just fine. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $13 for adults, $5 children under 10. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated knows the athletes on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams are the best of the best, and we'll beat the rest at the games and events this week. Good luck and let's go Thunder. From your supportive fans at Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, over 50 years of service. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trekking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. In K-State's 81-67 victory over West Virginia, Cam Carter scored 15 of his 23 points in the second half as K-State pulled away to beat the Mountaineers. K-State was just up 2 at halftime, and with less than 8 minutes to go, West Virginia pulled within 59-54. Carter led all scorers with 23, but Arthur Kaluma and David Nagesson also had 17, and William McNair had 12. Here's what head coach Jerome Tang had to say about the win.
This league is incredible, and so anytime you can get a win, especially one on the road, you're just super thankful, and you try to figure out how to keep getting better going forward.
K-State's next matchup will be in Lubbock against the Texas Tech Red Raiders on Saturday. In other news, the Kansas City Chiefs are preparing to play in a frigid forecast as 6 inches of snow graze Kansas City this week. The odds may be in Kansas City's favor, being that the Dolphins have 10 straight losses when the temperature is 40 degrees or cooler. Mid-America Network Sports. News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The weather-delayed Mudeckis basketball tournament tipped off with girls' action Wednesday in Beatrice. Diller O'Dell fell to Palmyra 49-48. Southern lost to Exeter Milligan 60-11. Boys open Thursday, Southern facing Lewiston at 4 at the middle school. Diller O'Dell takes on Johnson Brock at 6:30 in the auditorium. Marysville Bulldogs' Friday affair at Walmego being moved up a day and is scheduled to tip off this afternoon. Games moved up again with girls varsity about 4:30 today. Boys to follow, broadcast live on KNDY AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Marysville wrestling duel with Clay Setter tonight is canceled on account of weather. The Jayhusker Saturday is still on as scheduled. Twin Valley League basketball tournament pairings released for play beginning Saturday at Onega. Top four seeds in the girls' division with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights, Centralia, and Frankfort, while the top four boys' seeds with first-round byes are Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Centralia, and Axtell. Play-in games Saturday begin 11 a.m. with Axtell, Washington County, Hanover, and Onega girls. Boys at 12:30 are Blue Valley, Frankfort, and Troy, Onega. Girls at 2, Troy versus Lynn, Dunafa West, and Blue Valley. Then at 3:30, boys action, Lynn and Valley Heights in Washington County, Dunafa West. Quarterfinals continue Monday with KNDY broadcasting those games live. Marysville boys, 5-2, are second seed to St. Mary's, 5-1, in the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central, and will tip Tuesday evening at 6 versus the number 5 seed, Jackson Heights. They're 4-3. Semifinals and round-robin play continue Thursday evening, and championships are Saturday afternoon, January 20th in Seneca.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Big buys, big savings. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The colorful leaves of tropical plants like Tenanthe can be just as decorative and varied as flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as Never Never in Brazilian snow, the Tenanthe plant is a relative of the prayer plant. It looks somewhat similar and prefers the same type of care. Grow this plant in a warm, bright location away from drafts and direct sun. It needs high humidity to thrive, so set it among your other plants. As one plant loses moisture from its leaves, transpires, its neighbors benefit. Or set the plant on a tray or saucer filled with pebbles. Keep water in the saucer in the pot elevated on pebbles above the water. Use lukewarm water free of fluoride and chlorine to avoid brown tips on the leaves. Water thoroughly when the top 1 to 2 inches of soil are just starting to dry. And don't allow plants to sit in excess water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the Willamette River Valley, you'll find an old mill with quite a story. Its legacy dates to the 1850s, and it was still operating in the 21st century. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here in the Willamette Valley, between Salem and Eugene, Oregon, you'll find an old mill with quite a history.
The original use started all the way back in 1858. There was a mill built here by a man named Richard Finley. He realized that local farmers were struggling with their grain all the way into Albany, and he also realized he could take advantage of the pack trains going down to the California Gold Rush.
If you come here today, the land appears fairly level, but Richard Finley noticed a 16-foot drop in the water level in the stream, creating the perfect place for him to divert water to flow through the turbines on this mill. Rye Gesford says this mill was not only successful for Finley, but very important to the area.
The mill was a centerpiece of a community, and it was a non-denominational place where everyone could come and get their food, basically.
The mill continued to grow. You'll find many additions made in and around the original structure. It was an operating mill until 2004.
We have these five-story tall silos that were built. These are some of the first slip-form silos built in the Willamette Valley and some of the oldest silos in the state of Oregon.
Today, the mill is a state heritage site that preserves the story of this important place.
The mill stood as a center of agriculture in the Willamette Valley for a long time, and it kind of still stands as a sentinel looking over all the changes that have happened over the years. Also, there were extremely valuable water rights that were associated with the mill that date back to the 1850s prior to Oregon becoming a state. So those were purchased by the state when they purchased the mill.
When you walk around the mill, you're struck by the breadth of what it did and how many people it impacted. I'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside near Shedd, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCray.
Haxtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction is Saturday, February 2nd. Deadline for advertising is Saturday, January 13th. To consign items, call Bob at 785-736-2787 or Jim at 785-547-7132. Consignments now being accepted. Sale bill advertising is January 13th for the annual Haxtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction, Saturday, February 2nd.
KNDY.
Stable flies are painful for cattle, and controlling them starts in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reduce the amount of manure and hay mixing on the ground, and you'll reduce stable flies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Stablefly is a painful nuisance to pastured cattle. Unfortunately, there is nothing that can be done in pastures to reduce stablefly numbers except control the sites where they develop as maggots. And the time to do that is now, before the insects have the chance to breed. Lou Deck Zurich is a professor of veterinary entomology at Kansas State University. He says cattle feed around large round bales that stay in the same spot and end up defecating in the same area too. The wasted hay then mixes with the manure, becoming the perfect breeding ground for stable flies in the spring. He says the easiest solution is to move the feeder every time you put a new bale in it.
Just pushing that feeder with a tractor or some equipment just a few feet away from the old site should do the job, because then the cattle start defecating into new spots and the manure will not accumulate deep enough and it's going to dry up in the spring, and that's going to prevent the larva development of stable flies in the spring.
Another alternative is to put hay feeders on a slope so the area can drain and dry out. If you can't move the feeders and don't have a slope, Zurich says you'll have to do what you can in the spring.
Try to spread out and rake that feeding site to spread the accumulated manure and hay into the thinner depth across a larger area. So again, it would dry up faster and it would not provide a habitat for stable fly larvae.
Zurich says while these blood-sucking insects don't transfer any pathogens or parasites to the animals, there is an indirect economic effect. The bites are painful, and the herd might bunch for protection or stand in water to avoid the flies. They spend less time grazing, which in turn reduces weight gain. Learn more about stable fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Why we should all care about the Farm Bill. Today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Federal farm programs could very well be the best investment of taxpayer dollars ever. For one, 4/5 of the money allocated in the Farm Bill goes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help feed those on low incomes. The remainder benefits farmers and rural communities. University of Arkansas ag economist Andrew Anderson.
Subsidies are, and farm policy is designed to secure our food supply chain. It's important strategically for this country.
During the COVID pandemic and afterward, we got a good look at what can happen when supply chains are disrupted. Those subsidies Anderson refers to involve discounted crop insurance. It's a risk management tool that helps keep farmers in business in the event of crop losses. Anderson says we all have a stake in that.
Agriculture is a unique industry. Agriculture is needed and essential, and it improves people's lives. So I think whatever capacity you work in agriculture, whether it's in agricultural media like you, whether it's in research like me, or whether it's in production like many of the farmers and ranchers, we're all contributing to a really unique industry that does a lot of good in the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The blast of Arctic air coming across the nation should have beef cattle producers on edge. Beef cattle educator Teresa Steckler says there are a few things that should be done to protect animals from the cold.
One is the fact we've had a lot of rain as of late. Hair coats may be wet, which has also led to wet ground. With these frigid temperatures that are coming, we really need to get some corn stovers or something, straw, something down on the ground. If you do not have a windbreak, try to figure out how to make a windbreak. That could really help these animals out in these trying times when the wind chill drop below 20 degrees. As the wind picks up and they have a wet hair coat, they need even more grub, more resources, more nutrition to get them through these trying times.
She says upping the feed intake is really important. If the cattle are shivering, they're not getting enough food to keep themselves warm.
They need to have good, high-quality feedstuffs during this time to keep those the microbial action going and producing the heat. But if they have a wet hair coat and you're not feeding them enough, they'll probably go into shivering. They'll probably quit eating and they'll probably quit drinking water. So keep a good eye on the cattle. The other thing that you want to really do is we're going to have a spring breeding coming up. You need to provide areas for bulls to be able to rest when they lay down. You want to ensure that the scrotums do not get frostbitten or any other areas vital to reproduction. So that could really impact the bull's ability to get your cows pregnant.
Again, that's beef cattle educator Teresa Steckler saying the primary needs for beef cattle as the temperatures drop are to give them a place to shelter from the wind and to increase their feed rations.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
How did livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs or my barn where we have the calves or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
Are those tires you're riding around on getting bald? Slight pull to the left or right as you're cruising down the highway? Let Hilltop Tires in Marysville get you rolling straight down the road again this year with a full tire alignment. Still the best selection of tires and timely, dependable service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, call Hilltop Tires today at 785-619-6035. 619-6035.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we head for the final hour of trade here on this Thursday, still a mixed bag in the grains and mostly higher now in the livestock. February live cattle up 87 at 171.62. April up 65 cents, trading at 174.32. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle. January feeders up 142 to 226.05. March up $1.10 at 227.22. Slightly higher in the hogs as well. February up 80 cents at 72.87. April up 40 at 79.35. It's been a two-sided day in the grains, back and forth of trading. March corn currently down 1.5 at 4.58. May's down 2 cents at 4.69.5. At one point, a double-digit loss. Now March Kansas City wheat just down 8.5 at 6.16. May down 8.5 as well at 6.20¾ cents. It's been another good day for oats. March oats currently up 5.5 cents, trading at 3.91. May's up 8 at 3.85¾. Into the soybeans now. January beans up 6¾, trading at 12.35.5. March is up 2 cents at 12.38.5. January soy meal at a standstill up 390 at 365.20. However, lower numbers beyond that. March soybean meal drops 110 to 363.20. Mostly higher in the oil. March soybean oil up 53 points at 48.78. And triple-digit gains for cotton today. March cotton up 142 points at 81.60. May up 130 at 82.63. Mostly higher in the energy markets as February crude oil climbs 69 cents up to 72.06. February unleaded gas is up 4 cents a gallon, trading at 2.11. Heating oil for February up 6 at 2.66. And natural gas up double digits. February up 16 at 320. A look on Wall Street now. The Dow Jones sliding more than 100 points, currently down 101 at 37,595 on a hotter-than-expected inflation report. The S&P also down 18 points at 4,765, rather, and the NASDAQ down 50 at 14,919. A look into the metals. We see February gold down $8 an ounce at 2019.80. March silver's down 35 at 22.71. And the dollar index still slightly higher, March up 19 at 102.27.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Raccoons can cause issues for people in rural and urban settings. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses characteristics of the species and a few ways that they can be controlled. He says why people are likely to have a problem with raccoons.
Raccoons are kind of an interesting species. They're really strong. They're really smart, and they like a lot of resources that we have that we don't want them to damage. And so there's a lot of people that can have problems with raccoons.
Ricketts explains the trapping option and what can be used to hopefully make it successful.
Raccoons are a very easy species to trap, and we can trap them with cage traps, which are really the most appropriate way to trap them in town. If we're not in town, then my favorite way to catch them is with what's called a dog-proof raccoon trap, which is basically a pipe that encloses the bait, and they reach down into the pipe for the bait, and they get captured. And that type of trap is safe if we're thinking about, you know, not catching other kinds of critters. We can put a type of bait that would be cereal with marshmallows in it, like maybe the generic Lucky Charms type cereal, down in those. And then that's going to avoid any cats or anything like that getting in the trap, too. And so they're quite easy to catch. And pretty much anywhere throughout the state, there's probably a youngster who would really like the opportunity to try and trap raccoons. So if folks are having problems, this is a really good time to find somebody who might be willing to help you with that.
He reminds people that off-label use of a pesticide is illegal and can cause fatalities to more species than the intended.
One of the things that I hear folks talk about a lot is poisoning raccoons with fly bait. And specifically the product that most folks are talking about when they talk about that is a product that's the active ingredient is methomyl. It's called Golden Malrin. And some people recommend mixing it with pop and then putting it out in a pan for the raccoons. And I really want to reinforce that that's an illegal use of a registered pesticide product. People do get prosecuted for that after pets get poisoned. It's a very indiscriminate way to put out a pesticide. And we don't have any registered products in Kansas that a person could legally use for coyotes or raccoons or those sorts of species that might be causing damage. And with how easy raccoons are to trap, there's really no excuse for doing something illegal like that.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with what can and cannot be done when it comes to trying to control raccoons. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Network.
Get big savings on your bathroom update at Menards. We have everything you need to create the bathroom of your dreams with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and your budget. Like the Sterling Ensemble Medley Tub and Shower. Its tongue and groove interlocking joints form a seamless appearance and make installation quick and easy. Its durable high-gloss finish provides lasting beauty. Get yours today for $699.99. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Inflation has come in slightly hotter than analysts had expected. The Consumer Price Index shows prices rising 3.4% in December compared to a year ago, driven largely by housing costs. That could delay any rate cuts the Fed might have been planning. The stock market has responded with a sell-off. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones had given up 247 points. The S&P was down 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite was lower by 1%. Layoffs at Google. Hundreds of people are being let go as the search giant reverses the hiring spree it went on during the pandemic. Google says it's helping those being laid off to look for other roles first within the company. Also seeing layoffs, Amazon. The online retailer plans to cut costs at its film and TV studio and the Twitch streaming platform. Several hundred people are being affected. Those layoffs follow a trend at other tech companies, including Microsoft and Meta. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
On the heels of a storm Monday into Tuesday, here comes another round with snow likely across north central, northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska tonight and Friday morning. Parts of the area may see a wintry mix tonight, 20 to 40% chance for a light snowfall tapering off Sunday. Dangerous wind chills possible Friday night through Tuesday morning. As of this morning, freezing rain's been added to the forecast. Winter weather advisory's been expanded. Better chance for snow accumulations look to be through north central Kansas and along the state line, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Probability of a light glaze of ice, very small. The snow would be lighter, but accumulating, perhaps in the 2 to 4 inch range along the state line. North-northwest winds in the 20 to 30 mile an hour range will create blowing and drifting conditions again. And we're looking for bitterly cold temperatures into the weekend and early next week. Very cold air moves in Friday, lasting through Tuesday at least. Temperatures in the single digits Saturday through Monday night with wind chills minus 10 to minus 30 Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Be advised of winter weather conditions developing across our listening area. Again, on into the weekend, into early next week.
KNDY.
We'll be right back.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.